Hey there, this is Jason Hensley with the Magnify Him Together podcast, and today I want to discuss waiting. Now, I don't know about you, but I have to admit that waiting is sometimes a struggle for me. When I'm driving and I stop at a red light, sometimes I feel frustrated. You know, why did this light have to turn red? Because I'm going somewhere. You know, now I have to sit here for 45 seconds. And here I am, waiting. Or standing in a line. You know, sometimes I think, if all these people weren't here, I wouldn't have to wait. Now, it's interesting, because a lot of times, when we think about waiting, we think that the solution to waiting is patience. And I want to be clear here, I think that's true. At the same time, however, I think maybe, like me, it might be helpful to think a little bit about patience and what that really means. See, for me, when I would think about patience, I just equated patience with waiting. You know, it meant that you're somebody who can wait. You can wait long periods of time. And so, you know, if somebody had asked, am I patient? Well, I would have said, yeah, you know, I can wait. If I know I'll have to go somewhere and it'll be an hour or two, you know, I could handle that. But what about this? How would you feel while you were waiting? Would you wait at that stoplight and think about how frustrated you were that the light had turned red? Would you wait in that line and wish that everybody ahead of you would just disappear? Would you wonder why what you're waiting for couldn't just happen faster? Because I think that when we start to have those thoughts, we've missed the idea of patience. Patience just isn't the ability to endure. I think sometimes we think that patience, you know, long-suffering, that long-suffering means that there we are, whew, we're suffering through this, but we can do it because, you know, we're tough, we're strong, and we will endure through this hardship. We will endure through, you know, the time that we have to wait. And, you know, that's true, but it's missing something. See, patience is not just enduring. It's not just waiting or the ability, you know, to grit your teeth and have the willpower to wait until, you know, whatever it is that you're waiting for has come. Instead, there's another aspect here, and I think this is really important. Look at what Paul wrote to the Colossians. In Colossians 1, verse 11, Paul said, "May you be strengthened with all power, according to his glorious might, for all endurance and patience with joy." That's huge. You know, we aren't just supposed to say, well, I can do it. Ugh, you know, here I am waiting. That's not patience. Patience is not just the ability to wait, to endure. Patience is the ability to endure with joy. And so I think that what we talked about in our last podcast, what can I learn from this? You know, this really helps us to develop that patience with joy attitude so that when we are sitting there waiting, we can then start thinking, well, what can I learn from this opportunity? What can I develop? How can I become more like the Lord Jesus Christ by the fact that I'm waiting here? How can I use this time in a profitable way? And then all of a sudden, you know, it's easy to be patient with joy because we're thinking, oh yeah, you know, I'm enduring this. But this is an opportunity for me to grow. Patience is not grit. Patience is not perseverance. Patience is the ability to persevere with joy. It's the ability to recognize that the situation that we're in, no matter how silly it is, you know, I'm using the example of waiting at a red light. But obviously, you know, in this pandemic, as it drags on and on and on, how can we be patient with joy? How can we think about the opportunities that God is presenting to us to grow? We can do more than endure. We can endure knowing that all of this has a purpose. We can endure knowing that all of it is an opportunity. And in doing so, we can endure with joy. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time on the Magnify Him Together podcast.